About 300 people from the peanut industry were meeting this past week at the Nashville, Tennessee Convention Center. Dr. Scott Tubbs of the University of Georgia reported that the peanut crop in the U.S. is off to a good start after some earlier weather delays. He said thrips pressure this year was higher than normal and damage was reported in some locations. Weeds and disease control right now is the top priority for peanut farmers. Weather's also helping the crop with more scattered showers and even rains reported in the southwest, which was very dry, and some hail damage in some locations. The weather analysts are predicting a stronger El Nino this fall, which usually means that we'll have wet conditions at harvest. Tubbs said he'd received a lot of calls about valor injury and some stands whereby we had cold weather that caused the plant to grow upside down or sprouted growing downward where the warmer soils were located. Late inquiries have been mainly on spider mites and lesser corn stalk borer. Overall, U.S. peanut crop looking good at this point. The Peanut Foundation moved ahead with their genomics project. During the meeting, the National Peanut Foundation, headed by Howard Valentine, reported that they have $2 million pledged this year and coming in on schedule to complete their pledges. Valentine said that the sequencing of the genes on the tetraploid or commercial peanut and two diploids, the wild parents, are complete. He said several teams of researchers are now working on phenotyping of the populations that they have in storage to find some top quality. Progress is being reported on a group of genes that impacts early and late leaf spot and another group reporting on drought tolerance. Both of them hopefully to get those in the new species. Teams are planning to meet in November in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.